2:16. When Herod saw that he'd been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in the around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he'd learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, just north of Jerusalem, wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. Before we go to Jeremiah, the rich text of Jeremiah there, just again notice the parallel with the story of Moses. Exodus 1:22, Pharaoh commanded all his people, every boy born of the Hebrew shall be thrown into the Nile. And so he is the new Pharaoh, the new Herod, the new ruler, treating the children the way the ancient Pharaoh did, to try to get at, to try to thwart God's will to save, whatever of the biography. Whatever of the historical Herod did or didn't do, this is what's happening in the world of the Roman legionaries of this time. But our key text is that one from Jeremiah. It's chapter 31, verses 15 to 17. 15 is the one we've quoted, but we just go on a couple more verses to get the feel. But I'll introduce it with 31:9. Jeremiah lived at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, and the people were herded into camps at Ramah. And from Ramah began their exodus, or their refugees, no, I don't know that, they're carted in carts, like happened in recent history, all the way over to Babylon into exile. And Rachel is the wife of Jacob. Rachel is, and Jacob is Israel, as you know, eh? So Rachel is the mother. Israel is the father. Rachel is the image of the mother of the people. And these are all the people of Israel. Rachel is weeping for her children, means the mother, every Jewish mother, is weeping, like we've been through in our terrible recent history, weeping for her people. It's a most poignant scene. We're going to see another... Anyhow, so... Here's the scene, and this is Jeremiah speaking to it. Because the point of this scene is that if you're associated with Jesus, you're going to suffer. They're already suffering in all this period of history, as you know. And here, right from the beginning of the story, the innocent ones, the poor of the land, the simple, those who become like little children and follow Jesus, are being wiped out, crucified, crushed by both, in this case, the Jewish community and the Roman world. So it was becoming a Christian was could only happen in those days if it absolutely gave meaning to your life, because there's no kudos in it. With weeping they shall come, with consolation I will lead them back. Here's the promise. It's not without hope. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. And then after a few verses comes our text in Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah. Lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. And the text goes straight on. Thus says the Lord. Whatever the Babylonians might be doing to you, says the Lord, thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is a reward for your work, says the Lord. They shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your future. Your children shall come back to their own country. Not based on a crystal ball that Jeremiah saw, based on a trust in the God who would never abandon his people.